Proclamation number 5211 of 13th of September, 1951. Veiling unusual grace supply. Explanation. People in supreme grace are often unable to recognize grace as such, and this with God's permission, so that their struggle for it will not diminish and they will fall into a state which results in a reduction of the influx of grace. This is to be understood in such a way that an increased influx of grace can already deify the human being on earth, but that the human being has to fulfill a task which is to be carried out as a human being if it is to be successful for his fellow human beings whose salvation of soul is to be promoted by the fulfillment of the task. For this reason the human being himself will always remain a human being with all his faults and weaknesses and will have to consciously fight against them despite the granting of abundant grace. Grace will certainly increase his maturity of soul. Such a person will to a certain extent lead a double life, a life before God and a life before people, and fellow human beings will always see the struggling, suffering and God-striving person in order to follow him in the same way. Nevertheless, the increased measure of grace is extremely effective, for the soul has become completely one with its spirit and is able to gain insight into the spiritual kingdom just as it does into the earthly kingdom. The soul has deified itself but is still bound in the human shell and impels this shell to place itself completely at the service of God and fellow human beings in order to serve them as an example. A person can receive the graces unmeasured. But it is understandable that an abundance of grace must also have a superhuman effect, that therefore a miraculous power would then also come to light, because the being in the human being would then already have shaped itself such that it could completely avail itself of the strength from God. But such miraculous activity would mean a compulsion of faith, since the human being in possession of an abundance of grace would inevitably use his divine strength. Although this is permitted by God when and where it is beneficial for fellow human beings, the human being's environment would not always benefit from it. For this reason the influx of grace is concealed, but the soul develops into supernatural maturity and nevertheless affects its fellow human beings with good success without endangering their freedom of faith. Every person can appeal for grace without restriction, yet obvious activity of a grace-filled soul would make people unfree in their faith, which is why what could harm fellow human beings is very often veiled as long as they don't have the heartfelt desire themselves to unite with God and open themselves to the influx of His grace. He alone knows what is beneficial for people and how He can win His children. He alone knows what is good for them to become perfect. Amen.